the denizens of London's East End. Jack London called them the people of the abyss, poor miserable human beings clinging to the garbage heap of life. Against the backdrop would be played one of the most provocative, unsolved crimes of the 19th century. Investigations continue to this day with growing evidence that while Jack the Ripper's victims were from England's lowest class, his deeds directly affected many of the most powerful people in the world. Mr. Twit didn't even bother to open his mouth wide when he ate. As a result, and because he never washed, there were always hundreds of bits of old breakfasts and lunches and suppers sticking to the hairs around his face. They weren't big bits, mind you, because he used to wipe those off with the back of his hand or on his sleeve whilst he was eating. But if you looked closely, not that you ever wanted to, you would see tiny little specks of dried up scrambled eggs stuck to the hairs, and spinach, and tomato ketchup, and fish fingers, and minced chicken livers, and all the other disgusting things Mr. Twit liked to eat.